Cause this boy, he got me hooked. Made me drop my girl back. Dark brown eyes. The way that he smiles, just kissing me. With his hand on my thigh, he can get it all night. This boy, he got me hooked. Every day of the week. But feeling my knees. He's so fine, gotta make him mad. With his hand on my thigh, he can get it all night. This boy, he got me hooked. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love me. When no words on my shoulder, I turn to you, you're my best friend. Apple to my pride, a shot to my berry. Call you Winnie, how you looking, my honey? I ride it like a soldier. Give it to you, I'm a soldier. Been one damn factor. Boy, you deserve so much. C'est moi et toi, pour et toi, pour la vie. C'est moi et toi, quand le vent est la vie. And I'm riding with you forever. This boy, he got me hooked. Made me drop my top off. Dark brown eyes. The way that he smiles, just kissing me. With his hand on my thigh, he can get it all night. This boy, he got me.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's
number one
hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Neera.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday Eve.
Don't.
It's happening tomorrow.
You shouldn't say that word.
Oh, I mean it.
The F word.
It's Neera. Are you ready for a Game of Thrones update? Yeah, you heard that right.
Will we be able to see it?
I don't know. That okay. I still don't know, but I will give you something. 625 in the biz.
Thank you, Neera. I am actually excited. I need more Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Holly. Here's Sabrina Carpenter.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at.
Walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. tell you I'm no good at being alone. Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Hey, good morning. It's Holly and Neera. Can true love have secrets?
Are you okay?
Are you?
Uh-oh.
Are we? Next.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew you. Go uptown, New York City. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Twitter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you need more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Marl at the cribbo. Shackles out to Nico, Jay, and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, oh, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these just wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal, real nigga. Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto. Nigga YOLO and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. What anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
One time for one time, I'm calling it out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the poop. So I swam to a book, it's Eastside, we in this group. Wishing it would like a tree in this boot. And if a leaf fall, put some in that boot. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shoot. I'm fucked up, tore down. I'm twisted, door knob. Talk stupid, off with your head. Look, money talks and Mr. Egg. Yeah, I'm so young money, got a drum on the go. Energizer bunny, funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar. Ain't she sweet? Looked on the street like hookers. I tongue kiss her. Water gun, oh my god, Becky, look at her butt.
don't she?
Now she want a photo. You already know though. Yeah. You only live once, that's the motto. The YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. What anybody say? Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real, what's up? 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 What's up?
Real, what's up? What's up?
Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. But anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real, what's up?
Can true love have secrets? If you are really in true love, can there be secrets? Love. It's where the eagles fly, man.
That's true. Where? Come on, you're
on the mountainside.
Say that.
Sorry. I thought you were waiting for them to. Okay.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I'm a bit worried why you're asking this.
A friend brought this up the other day.
Okay, is her name Neera?
No.
Okay.
A friend has a major secret from her past.
Ooh.
That she wasn't telling us either. Nobody knows. But she is actually in true love in her life right now. True, true love.
Okay.
And she's wondering, does true love require total honesty?
God, I hope not.
Okay. And I was like, no.
No.
And unless it's something about that person specifically, like the person you're in love with and you've done something to them, you know, then I believe yes. But if it's something from your own past that has nothing to do with this person whatsoever, and it's something of your own, independent, you know, before you fell in love, I think it's okay to have some secrets.
100%.
Okay.
Because you know how you tell somebody something and then you can't unhear that?
Yes.
People don't need to know everything about everybody.
No.
I think it's fair. I think you're correct.
Yes.
Like, if it's from your past, you didn't know me before you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I didn't know you before you and me. Like, before we were together, we were different people. And that's okay. And you made different decisions and whatever.
And I think something came up. I think they were at a party or something, and someone from her past, like they were joking around.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, oh, don't, remember, but don't worry, taking that one to the grave. You know, like, you know how comments like that come up,
yeah,
and the guy's like, what is she talking about? Like, like we have something that we're taking to the grave.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? And she's like, no, it's just, it's my secret. Like it's, you know?
Yeah.
And he was all like, oh, okay, like you have something like that? She's like, yeah, don't you? And he's like, no. So apparently he doesn't have any secrets, but she does have a secret. And she's in love with this guy, and he's in love with her, but now he knows she has a secret. Is that the trickier part?
Yeah, that's his issue.
Would you not be curious?
No. I'd be mad I didn't have my own secret.
Okay, so you'd be angrier that you don't have your own secret.
Yeah.
But if you found out that your current husband has a really big secret from his past that he can't tell you, you'd be okay.
I'd be okay because I have secrets.
Okay, because you have secrets.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
You have secrets.
Yes.
Yeah, and your husband has secrets.
Yeah.
He told me.
He told you.
Holly and Neera. Was Van Halen's Jump released before or after Madonna's Vogue? Are you a music fan? You'll love Hitster, the Hitscape, where you have to arrange 10 songs in chronological order. The classic 100% Franco and Guilty Pleasure versions. Full retailer list at hitstergame.com.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI, on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
You need a new car. Hi, I'm Jeevan Bath, General Manager of Suki Bath Motors. And whenever people need a new car, we're ready to help. We do trade-ins, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it in. We'll take it. And we work with all major banks and leasing companies in Canada to get you financed and on the road in minutes, even helping you build your credit or rebuild bad credit. Visit sukhibathmotors.com to see how.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Cenovus.com.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, hottest prices on Simba, Casper, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and Queen mattresses starting at only $479 until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
Is debt taking control of your life, causing you stress and keeping you up at night? The Credit Counseling Society is here for you, no matter how big or small your debt is. As a registered nonprofit organization, the Credit Counseling Society has been helping Canadians just like you get rid of their debt since 1996. Got debt? Need help? Reach out to the Credit Counseling Society at nomoredebts.org today. That's nomoredebts.org. All you've got to lose is your debt.
This is the perfect time of year to get engaged.
Think about all the Christmas parties and the New Year's Eve parties.
Everyone who cares about you will be conveniently gathered together.
Think about it.
And when you're done thinking, come to Spence Diamonds and try on hundreds of different engagement rings.
All the designer prototypes right out in the open.
Just pick them up and try them on.
You have our official permission.
And every ring has a price on it that includes all the diamonds.
Come to Spence.
It's time to get engaged.
Spence. Located in Vancouver and Langley.
At Science World, Earth matters.
Because we live here, right?
Well, yes.
I knew it.
But it's a little more complex than that. Earth matters to that tree, that bird in the tree, and that salmon sitting in the shade of the tree.
Wait, what?
Because in nature, everything is connected. Air, land, and water. Find out how at Earth Matters at Science World.
Yeah, but the salmon?
Exactly. Science World's feature exhibition, Earth Matters, is on now. Plan your visit today at scienceworld.ca.
Once again, shoppers at Metropolis and Metrotown can give back to the community in several ways. At the Charity Gift Wrap Station, sponsored by Coast Capital Savings, shoppers can donate to Burnaby Neighborhood House in exchange for a beautifully wrapped parcel. In collaboration with the Burnaby Firefighters, the center will also host a toy drive benefiting Burnaby Christmas Bureau. For full details, visit metropolis@metrotown.com.
BC Liquor is once again celebrating the season of giving with the 35th anniversary of their Share a Bear campaign. From now until the end of December at all BC Liquor stores, you can purchase an adorable stuffed bear to take home, and its twin will be donated to a local charity to help brighten the holidays for children in our province. You can also enter an in-store draw to win an even bigger version of the bear. So if you're in a BC Liquor store this holiday season, share a bear to show how much you care.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
Get ready to make a game day decision with McDonald's game day deals. Grab a $4 Big Mac, McChicken, or Filet-O-Fish sandwich anytime the Vancouver Canucks face off exclusively through the McDonald's app. Wow, what a deal. Plus tax, valid on game day only at participating restaurants at BC and Yukon.
Celebrate the 111th Grey Cup with the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers, and we are headlining this year's Twisted Tea Grey Cup halftime show.
The 111th Grey Cup, Sunday, November 17th on TSN and CTV.
Not long now until the unexpected is false. You'll get two pairs of glasses for only $99. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca. In Abbotsford, there is a vehicle in the ditch. Highway 1 westbound at number 3 road. Cruiser on the scene off to the shoulder. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 10 degrees. Right now it's 9. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
Hey, Holly, you're going to be partying on a school night, as in a school day.
I mean, partying?
Yes.
I'll be eating.
Eating, partying at Fresh Street Market. It goes down.
It will. Me, Flip Out, we're going to be on location tomorrow at the brand new Fresh Street Market. It's on Esplanade and Chesterfield in North Vancouver. Lolo, Neera.
Lower Lonsdale.
Very good.
Okay.
We'll be there tomorrow from 11 to 3. We'd love to see you.
Music, food, drinks. Sounds like a party.
Burrito bar.
Party.
Two words. Party.
Ready for a Game of Thrones update?
Yes.
You need it? You want it?
Want it.
Next, in the biz.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I've got time. If you need a shoulder, secrets, I'm still stitching you.
Game of Thrones update. That is today's top biz story. HBO has confirmed the Game of Thrones movie is in the works.
Really?
I told you about this in the biz last year, that they may be working on a movie. That was an idea, and now HBO has confirmed they are working on a Game of Thrones movie. It's very early in the process, as in winter is slowly, slowly coming.
Okay, that's okay.
To the big screen.
Please make it so we can see it.
Please allow us to be able to make out what's happening on the
My
screen.
My God, the build-up and the dark episode.
Seriously.
And then the end for me, really. I was so invested. We were so invested.
I don't think that was the problem. Too much investment. And we waited. And we waited and we waited and we were the ones who were watching it by season by season.
Yes.
Remember, we didn't just binge it all in the last year like a lot of people did.
I binged like the first two seasons because I was a little bit behind.
Yeah.
And then I watched it real time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end, I was like, Bran?
Yes. Okay, I know. Spoiler.
Bran?
I know. It's in the early stages of development. No director, no writer, or cast members currently attached.
Okay.
But Warner Brothers is linked to this, so we will see what's going to happen. Okay. Sydney Sweeney from White Lotus says women in Hollywood do not stand up for each other. She's like, none of it is happening. She's like, it's all a front in front of each other. And it's all crap. And people are constantly saying things behind each other's backs.
Oh my God.
Sydney Sweeney made the comment. She's like, I'm going to be honest. Back in April, a producer just went off about Sydney Sweeney and said she isn't pretty or talented.
Wow.
Which is so horrible to say about someone.
And not true.
And just be quiet.
Yes, shut up.
And then in an interview for Vanity Fair, she was kind of asked about this. And she said, it's very disheartening to see women tear down other women, especially when women who are successful in other avenues of the industry see the younger talent who are trying to work really hard to achieve their dreams. She's like, you're getting pushed down. She's like, I think it's a generational thing because we're different generations of women now. And those older generations were taught that there isn't enough room. And the younger generations are saying there is enough room. So the younger generations are trying to battle what the older generations have stuck in them. And then I remember these thoughts and feelings when I first came to the media industry too.
Yeah.
Always saying like, I'm not going to be a B of the industry because I got treated like crap when I first came in because there was like, there's no room for you.
Hmm.
All the positions are taken.
Seats taken,
positions taken, everything's taken. There's only room for one woman at this table.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, it was hard.
That does make sense, though, and that is a generational thing.
Yeah.
Of the new generation's like, what? No, a piece of crown for everybody.
Yeah.
And the older generation, they had to work so hard.
So
I get hard. Both sides, but we do need to find a way to come together because, at the end of the day, women must lift up other women.
Of course. And Sydney Sweeney's calling this out and saying, I'm not going to pretend.
That's cool.
That it's like, oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. She's like, it's not. like we're tearing each other apart and things need to change. And I'm trying the best that I can right now. And Martha Stewart was one of those people from back in the day. She was known as the Ice Queen Boss.
Dope name. Well, excuse me.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to my winter house.
And Martha Stewart, and if you watch her documentary, it really comes out, like, what kind of a boss she was, the way she worked, what her expectations were. So she's trying to kind of, like, flip the script a little bit, change things around. She's gone to Rome for Thanksgiving for some work thing. And, you know, she actually gifted her employees with turkeys, pies, and potatoes, and some days off.
Okay, that's nice.
For Thanksgiving. She even gave them a choice of pies. Apple, pumpkin, pecan, however you want to say it. Yeah, so make choices as well. Buckets of potatoes from her garden.
That's nice.
To take to their family. So she's trying to change, okay?
What was her nickname again?
Ice Queen Boss.
I like it.
Okay. And a very special cameo we're hearing is happening on Wednesday, season 2.
I know the suspense is killing you.
No idea. No idea what the role is going to be, but we are hearing Lady Gaga will be in Wednesday season 2.
Bit worried.
Just leave her alone.
Bit worried after Folie à Deux.
I think she'll be okay.
I'm surprised she's back on the screen. I'd be like, I'm going to take a break from acting forever.
You know what? Good for her. Good for her being like, screw that.
Okay.
Well, Sydney Sweeney with Madam Web, she's like, screw that.
Yeah, no, don't say those words.
Exactly, right? So same idea. I'm Neera, and that's The Biz.
You're waking up with Holly and Neera.
On 94.5 Virgin Radio.
I wanna bathe in you. I want a simple distraction. It's got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute. Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling over. Be my muse, be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning lessons. Deja vu, be that one exception. Nothing to lose. So come on and we can be more than a fantasy. Candy sweet, rushed into my cheeks like a strawberry. So be my baby. To the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, candy sweet, rushed into my cheek like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and we can be more than a crush. You'll be more than a first to me. Baby, you come first to me. And it's all I can do here just to read too deep into the songs you said to me. I'm not the one mentally, but I'm down for taking chances. Into my cheek like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, candy sweet. Rush into my cheek like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and we can be more than a car.
The best way to move on from an ex. Maybe you ended it. Maybe they ended it. It's over and we need to move on.
You ain't my boyfriend. I ain't your girlfriend.
It's tough. We know this.
Oh yeah, of course.
We're here to help. I read these and I was like, yes, Instagram, I get you. And I'm going to share these. Okay.
To get over an ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's three simple ways that have been proven to help you get over an ex. The number one, take a guess.
To get over an ex.
Yeah. You love to play games.
Number one way to get over an ex.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is still okay. I would go out like drinking with my girlfriends and partying. So.
Not on the list.
So I just thought it was
you toxic woman.
That's what I'm just saying. Okay, fine. Take a bath.
Not on the list.
Therapy.
Not on the list.
Eating.
Okay. Eating. These are a bit deeper.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can give a woman a little bit, you know? These okay. are deeper, a little bit more philosophical.
Number one, cut off all communication.
Oh, well, yeah.
Direct and indirect.
Okay, fine.
All the forms of communication, however yes. you can see uh-huh, them, uh-huh. whoever you talk to that might tell you an update that you don't want, which mm-hmm. is my pet peeve.
Yes.
I have a couple of friends who are still good friends with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And they, for some, I don't ask.
Yeah.
But they feel like, you know what? I bet Holly wants to know what he's up to. I'm like, I don't
want
to
know.
I actually don't.
Social media does not help.
No, one's a big one.
Yeah. Don't stay connected via social media. Yeah. It is hard today.
Oh man.
Like imagine today breaking up with someone with all the social media stuff, the posting stuff. Everybody's connected to someone. You can see they're this kind of friends, these type of friends. They're connected. They follow each other. Don't follow each other. It's stressful.
It is stressful. That's the number one way they say cut off all communication, direct and indirect. To help you move on after a breakup, whether you broke up with them, they broke up with you. Number mm-hmm. two, you're gonna like this one. It's time to get real, honey.
Okay.
It's time to sit down, reflect on that relationship, and be honest.
Okay, so these are very different than what I was saying.
No, I know. Again, bath, drinking with your friends.
Going out, partying, bath, and eating. Okay.
Yeah. And number three, don't forget to love you. Maybe those are under that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, because I did. If my girlfriends hadn't come and pulled me out of my room, my dark room, of like not wanting to get out of my covers.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what would have happened.
I agree.
They needed to come and take me out. Mm-hmm. They needed to get me back out there.
I needed eyes on me.
Right?
At one point, I'm like, I should not be alone. Like, I wasn't like harming myself, but I sort of was. Like, I was like, I need to be around. I should not be by myself right now.
And then like baths were nice and relaxing and soothing.
Yep.
And then eating. Oh, eating
you ever eat in the bath?
Yeah, I used to eat in the bath for sure. Yeah, I'd make myself a nice little sandwich, bottle of wine, bubbles. Yeah. It's great.
This actually sounds really nice.
I know, really.
Holly and Neera.
Big, big money every single weekday.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
I just won
$5,000.
Oh my God.
You could be the next big winner.
Listen for new 5K keywords on weekdays every 2 hours from 7 to 7.
Enter at 945virginradio.ca.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
Powered by the King of Floors, your vinyl, laminate, and engineered flooring superstore.
And 945 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition. Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell. Smartphones just got better.
Here, I got you a holiday card.
From BCAA? What's in it?
Oh, the usual.
Ooh, a tow truck driver? I've always wanted one.
Also a locksmith for when you lock your keys in the car or lose them again.
Amazing. Well, now I don't have to call you.
Yeah, now you don't have to call me.
This holiday season, give the gift of a BCAA membership with 24/7 roadside assistance and more. Get 20% off when you join today at bcaa.com/gift. Limited time offer.
When you stroll up to London Drugs this holiday season, get ready to add some festive flair to your basket. We're talking the type of goodies that'll transform your snacking into an all-out snack party. Decorations that'll make any tree shine brighter than Rudolph's nose. And gifts that'll have you strutting around like a jolly fellow in a big red coat. So crank up that Christmas magic this year and head to London Drugs. We're made for the holidays.
It's Black Friday now at Shein. Up to 95% off at your one-stop shop. Stylish clothes, beauty products, holiday decor, and gifts. Stay savvy, shop Shein. Visit ca.shein.com today.
Every year, 130,000 kids visit BC Children's Hospital. Let's help more of them get home. Give today at makeusmighty.ca.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, hottest prices on Simba, Casper, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and Queen mattresses starting at only $479 until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to youmoveme.com.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
I want my kids to enjoy the same things I did. I want them to enjoy a better BC.
At FortisBC, we've made real progress towards harnessing renewable energy to reduce the use of fossil fuels, like providing renewable natural gas, hydroelectricity, investing in energy efficiency, and even making strides in hydrogen research. We're evolving BC's energy landscape today for a better tomorrow. FortisBC, energy for a better BC.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. New episode. Monday, 7, 9 central on CTV.
Wake up with a deal at A&W for just $4.99. Enjoy a bacon and egger and organic small pred coffee until December 8th at participating Lower Mainland locations. At the Oak Street Bridge, there is a crash northbound midspan in the right lane. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 10 degrees. Right now it's 9. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
We give away $5,000 cash every single weekday. We know you need that money.
And it's tax-free. Did you say that?
Tax-free.
We Googled.
It's cold, hard cash.
Yeah, baby. We have a keyword coming up 7 a.m. this morning. That keyword could win you the $5,000.
Good luck.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day. I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me like a plague. I cry a lot, but I am so productive. It's an art. You know you're good when you can even do it with a broken heart. I can hold. I've been doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine the whole thing. I'm sure I can pass this test. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and
I don't know how they're going to do it, but they may be attempting to do it. Australia might ban social media for kids under 16. No one younger than 16 would legally be allowed on apps like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, maybe even possibly some YouTube stuff. Social media sites would have to take reasonable steps to prevent access, and parents would not be able to opt out of this. It would just be not legal. It's not legal.
Wow.
I know. And the parliament plans to take a vote on this bill later this month, and if it goes through, then it would take about 12 months for it to go into effect.
Wow, Australia.
Announced by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
They say that if this happens, Australia will be the global leader in protecting kids online. Mm-hmm. What an impressive title to have as a country. I'm jealous. Canada, let's go.
So their Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, he says social media is harming our children and it's time that we do something about it. He's calling this also a world leading legislation, hoping that something like this will get other countries around the world to look at this a little bit more seriously. And they want to take these reasonable steps to prevent access to children. Like the children under 16, science straight up has said it.
Yep.
They made an announcement in the United States. Their scientists made an announcement. What was it? The person who's like in charge of like the health, like the federal health, you know, at whatever they call it.
Yep.
You know, the regulators.
Yeah, yeah.
They straight up
mount
said.
Mount up.
They straight up said it's melting children's brains.
Surgeon General. That's what you're thinking.
Maybe. I don't know. Something like that.
He's like the head. They're like the head medical people.
Yeah.
Yes, it's terrible. There's nothing for any good. The only good thing I think they found around social media for kids 13 to 17 was a connection, because you feel like you're missing out. So there's the pressure to be on there just to have that connection.
Yeah. But like, even then the connection.
No, I know.
That they're getting.
Yeah.
Is creating.
I know.
This societal disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am hearing from so many parents who have teenagers that now have phones, who said that once you hand a child a phone, mm-hmm. right, like an actual phone that works with everything, nothing in the world is more exciting than what's in their hand.
Yep.
Do you know how sad that is?
Yeah.
Nothing in the world is exciting to them anymore, except for what's in their hand.
Well, nothing will be as good as this.
Yeah,
oh my God, look at this.
Messed up.
The access I have to things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
And also, they're also complaining, friends of mine who have teenagers, like, they don't know how to interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, socially, she's like, the children just don't know how to be social.
Dude, phones are like changing the way that people are like getting married and having kids and dating, because there's none of these little chance encounters anymore.
Yeah.
Like this one podcast I was listening to, it was so interesting. This doctor was like, you don't just sit on the SkyTrain anymore and glance over and be like, oh, he's cute, and like make eyes, because everyone's staring at their phone.
Yeah.
Like it's like actually shifting everything in our society and not for the good.
Eyeball sex is on the decline.
And that's just sad, because that is so fun.
It's so much fun.
I know.
Okay. So things like that, you know, that we don't even do as adults because of our phones. And now with children being on these devices so early, it's a brain drain. It's melting their brains. They're just honestly not able to exercise their brains, which is a muscle that needs to be exercised. Australia is like, we need to make these changes. So many people are coming after them going, how are you going to regulate that? What are you going to do? At this point, it's not the kids and parents who would get in. They're not the ones who'd get in trouble. It'd be the sites.
Yeah.
Like it's on them to make sure that no one under the age of 16 is on there. And if they get caught, then there's going to be massive fines. And I don't know. The head of safety at Meta said that they'll respect the law if Australia goes through with this. But they're like, I don't think it's really going to do much. You might just feel better as a country, but it's not going to do much.
That's nice. You know what I do like that Australia also says right now? It's all up to the parents.
Yeah.
And we have a lot going on. And then on top of this, we also have to fully regulate our kids online, figure out how to do the parental controls. And even though I've done them, like I've done all the parental controls on my YouTube thing for my kids, I still go in. I'm like, what are you guys watching?
Yeah.
Like,
what are these shorts?
That slips through the cracks.
What are these shorts?
Yeah.
And we're not talking like wardrobe.
Mm.
For parents who are like coming to that stage with their kids.
Yeah.
They're going to get on these YouTube shorts and I don't even understand what's happening.
No, me neither.
Oh, get it. Just people yapping.
But I appreciate as a parent that Australia is like, it's got to be up to somebody else. It can't just be up to the parent.
Well,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. How are they going to make this happen? I don't know. It's going to be a lot of work. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
But they're going to try. Australia realizes that children under the age of 16, their brains are not developed enough for social media. So it might be a legal ban in their country.
I love that.
Whew.
I'm here for
it. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, go Australia.
Holly and Neera. Yeah. Yeah. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. She devil. She bad little. She a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She a devil. She a bad little. She a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. Yeah. Set my all of your misery. I put good all in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Tell me your if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time. Trust me, I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times. Ugh, you can't take this one nowhere. Ugh, I look better with no hair. Ugh, ain't no sign I can't smoke hair. Ugh, yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. Town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. She the devil. She a bad little. She a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She the devil. She a bad little. She a rebel. She put her foot
narcissist. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't new, I win. Throw a shot like you're trying to have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb, but extremists are. I'm a demon lord, fall off what, I ain't seen the horse, called your bluff, better cite the source, say yeah. Something that I need no more,
yeah. Trick?
I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead, I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red,
trick?
I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead, I let all that get to my head, I don't care, I paint the town red.
Wake up with a deal at A&W for just $4.99. Enjoy a bacon and egg and organic small pride coffee until December 8th at participating Lower Mainland locations. At the Oak Street Bridge, there is a crash northbound midspan in the right lane. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 10 degrees. Right now it's 9. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's
number one
hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Nira.
Hey, good morning. It's Nira. Are you ready for a Game of Thrones update?
Actually, yes.
Okay, you need it. You want it. 7:25 in the biz.
As long as it involves Jon Snow.
I can't promise that.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Holly. 7 o'clock. Let's get you qualified to win $5,000 cash.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day, powered by sell-off vacations.
$5,000 each and every weekday.
New 5K keyword now.
You need this keyword so you can win $5,000 cash. Rainbow.
Beautiful.
Rainbow, rainbow, rainbow.
Let's play this full song. What will they do? You know what? Don't answer that.
Yeah.
Don't answer it.
Just stick to rainbow. Rainbow as your 7 a.m. keyword.
Go enter it right now on our website to win $5,000, 945virginradio.ca.
945 Virgin Radio.
And I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night, and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken. Heels 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who's on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotels on my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. Hours since my ex did dead. I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty. Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the part of two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a d**k, not me, so you might as well stick it. Just my heart broke, high heels 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne.